listen, listen, tall, there's a woman in the gate. The adage is a good one, but it's very, very old, there's a woman in the cake. Why did Adam bite the apple, who left Moses in the night? Samson get his hair cut, who maintain an able fine? I know what the Bible teaches, but I'll gamble I am right, there were women in the cake. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there is always a woman in the cake. You know, it was my original intention when I came out here this evening to try and deliver you a short oration on the consolidation of affinities, the fundamental principles of connubial bliss, or should a man get married or go to work. In other words, I was going to talk about married life, but I've come to the conclusion that married life is talked about too much already, and the least said the soonest meant it. So I never stand up here and talk about married life. I'm afraid to talk about married life anyhow. I am married to a red-headed woman. Why, actually, my wife's hair's the red when she goes in the backyard at night to kick and take it for a sunrise and the roosters commence to crow. So I never talk about married life. Still, Tarry Nation says the morning, we'll awake and find we'll have a woman president. Great immense. Can you picture female president? Can you picture Congress full of women? Can you picture every seat in the U.S. Senate occupied by a woman? And only one speaker in the house. So I never talk about married life. And I don't think the young ladies are careful enough about marriage. Before a young lady takes a young man away from a happy home, she should be sure she can support him in the style and luxury that he's been used to. If they can't support a husband, they have no business to get married. So I never talk about married life. Now, we all know that a dog license only costs $2 a year, and the average life for a dog is 5 years at $10, while a marriage license costs $2 for life. So the wise man will always take a marriage license. It's just as good as a dog license, and 9 times out of 10, he needs a dog's life anyway, and besides, he saves $8. And while he's eating a dog's life, 8 bones will come in handy. So I never talk about married life. But if you do get married, take my advice and raise one baby. That is, if you have an elevator in the house. But remember, sufficient thereof is one baby. And don't, as long as you're ever in your right mind, pray for twins. Twins are equal to a permanent riot, and there isn't any real difference between triplets and a rebellion. Now I'm going to sing a song for the ladies, a song entitled Don't, and tell you of some of the don'ts you shouldn't don't. Now to the married ladies I will try and sing a song on the little word called don't. I'll make a note, and I'll try and tell you of them don'ts you shouldn't don't. They're wrong. Some of the don'ts perhaps may get your goat. When your husband goes a-hunting, don't tell sister to himself. They'll think that he has half got, that's a pipe. Send him to the prairie if he wants to shoot the quail, but never do the gutter for this night. Don't never argue with him, even if he's wrong or right. Don't never make a holler if he stays up every night. Don't never speak of mother, or his little heart will break, but try and bake the kind of pies his mother used to make. Don't tell him he's a lemon, even though you know it's true. If dollars gets a donut, if he thinks the same as you. If he's ugly as a lion, be a lovey-dovey wife. And that's the way, dear lady, for to lead a happy life. Don't believe in woman's summary. Talk a woman's rights. For if you do, you'll find you're in the soup. For when the time has come that all the old hens rule the roost, why, it's a hen-pecked roosters, we will fly the coop.